The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Good morning. It is time to get up with the best day of the year. We're kicking off the NFL season with Tampa, Tom, Dak, and Dallas. You can't ask for more. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers giving a glimpse of his mindset headed into the opener. Will this be his last in Green Bay? And then one huge move still to be made before it all begins. Will this get done in time to save the Steelers season? All that and more as we get up with you, starting right now on a Thursday. I am Greeny at the Seaport, and if it feels like there's a little extra spring in our step today, it's because there is. It has been 214 days since the last time we saw an NFL game that counted. That was the Super Bowl. The Buccaneers were playing there. They'll be playing again tonight, Tampa and Dallas tonight, and our crew is ready to go take a look at who we've got. Oh, Shefty is here. Can't wait for Bart Scott to make some plays. D Wood ready to go. Lewis Riddick ready to go. We are talking football because we are just over 12 hours away from the start of the 2021 season, and we will see Brady, who has had tremendous success against the Cowboys in his career. He's 5-0 against Dallas, one of four teams that he has played against and never lost to. On the other side, this will be Dak Prescott's first regular season game since week five of last season. Dak was pacing the league in passing yards at the time of his gruesome injury. It'll, of course, be great to see him back out there. Our Football Power Index giving the Buccaneers a 70% chance to win. Worth noting, the reigning Super Bowl champs have won six of the last seven NFL season openers. And Caesars Sportsbook gives Tom Brady and the Buccaneers an 8.5-point favorite over Dak and the Cowboys. That's not what you think it might mean, because in the regular season, Dak Prescott, when he's been a 7-point or more underdog, is a perfect 3-0. So we will see how that all shapes up. And it is great to have the entire crew back here and ready to go. But Shefty, I start with you. So I'm monitoring your Twitter feed, as I always do yesterday, and I see you post the Dallas injury report, and I do not see the name Zach Martin on it. What is the deal?
That's because players who are on the COVID list don't go on the injury report because they're on a separate list. Mm. Zach Martin is not listed on the Dallas Cowboys injury report. He did not travel with the team yesterday to Tampa. Did not make that trip because he tested positive. Now, look, it's always possible that somehow he could be cleared and make the trip separately and arrive in time to play. But the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy himself, said he was not counting on that, even though Jerry Jones did say this week he was iffy for the game. But it certainly looks as if they will be without their top offensive player for tonight's big matchup against the defending Super Bowl champion Buccaneers.
So many things working against the Cowboys here, and so I've asked each member of the crew to put together the one thing they're most interested to see tonight, the one thing the fans should be watching for tonight. Lewis, what's the one thing the fans need to be watching for tonight?
Yeah, I'm just going to build right off of what Adam is talking about, and that is the absence of Zach Martin. So I'm watching to see if the Cowboys can really fortify the interior of their offensive line against what is going to be an all-out assault by defensive coordinator Todd Bowles in the A and B gaps with Ndamukong Suh, with Vita Vea, with JPP moving down inside and maybe rushing as a three technique, with their first round draft pick Joe Tryon standing up and moving around as a joker, as a pass rusher that can they can just deploy all up and down the line of scrimmage and just coming right down the barrel at Dak Prescott time and time again, and seeing if he can really move and seeing if he can protect himself as they try and flush him out of the pocket. If they don't have an answer for that and they can't run the football, then it's going to be a long night for Dallas, and I'm afraid it's going to be anyway.
Bart, what's your thought here?
Listen, to quote old school, that was perfect. That's exactly how defensive players are licking their chops. They're going to go through these A and B gaps to see if Dak has any confidence in getting to the perimeters and running. And then when you get there, hey, Ndamukong Suh, see if he wants to give you a piggyback ride. Let's see if that thing is all healed up. And it's going to be important to see if Dak has the confidence, because I think it's going to have to be on Dak's arm. As soon as Zach Martin was ruled out, it became a Dak game and not an Ezekiel Elliott game, because they understand that they can't win that fight.
And so let me turn to my offensive lineman here, Damian Woody, and get your thought on this. What do you think the Cowboys should be planning on going into this game?
Well, I think it's going to be imperative for the Cowboys to run the football to stay ahead of the chains, because the last thing you want to do against a Todd Bowles-led defense is get behind where he can dial up all of those exotic blitzes. So that's why this whole Zach Martin issue is so big for the Dallas Cowboys, because if you're not fortified in the middle, if you're not able to run the ball with Ezekiel Elliott, good luck trying to pick up those Todd Bowles defense.
And that's the whole thing. As much as we talk about Tom Brady and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown, all the weapons on Tampa, the defense is really good under Todd Bowles, really good. And they added in the first round this year, Joe Tryon, who was one of the sensations of camp. So a defense that already was good should be even better against the Cowboys offensive line. That certainly looks like it will be without Zach.
Tryon's an outside pass rusher from Washington who sat out last year because of COVID. Otherwise, might have been an even higher pick in the first round this past season. So that defense looks awfully good for Tampa Bay. But, of course, most of the attention goes to the offense because it's led by the quarterback, Tom Brady, who continues to prove that age is just a number. 44 years old last month. He'll be making his 300th career start tonight, seeking to become the second starting quarterback 44 or older just to win a single game. Vinny Testaverde, at this point, the only one ever to do it. He enters the year needing just over 1,100 passing yards to pass Drew Brees for the most all-time. Brady already has the record for passing touchdowns with 581. And there's another thing that'll look different. He has shed the trademark sleeve that he's worn on the left knee for 13 years since he suffered the torn ACL back in 2008. And so all the talk that I'm hearing coming out of there is about Tom Brady's setup at the age of 44. We mentioned Vinny Testaverde is the only quarterback ever to win a game at that age. But Bart, I got people telling me that Tom Brady is set up to have the best year of his career. Does that make any sense to you at all?
I mean, it does. If you listen to Tom the other day talking about how the game has changed and how he saw how defensive players are getting penalized for offensive mistakes, he understands where the holes and where his advantages is now. And he's a Jedi, man. He's Yoda, right? It's like when body and mind meets each other. But listen, like, I think he's set up to have a great season, but I think they should protect Tom Brady, run the football. Let's not come out here trying to catch these records. That's not something that you should be chasing. You should be chasing the ring, not an undefeated season.
Well, D-Wood, you played with him at the very beginning of his career. Is there anything about him physically? Again, he's 44. Anything about him physically that looks lesser than the guy that you remember playing with 20 years ago?
Not at all. His arm actually looks stronger. It seems it's crazy. It seems like the older he's been getting, his arm strength has been getting stronger. And when you look at the Tampa Bay offense, think about this. Last year in the truncated offseason, no offseason program, Tom Brady comes over to Tampa after 20 years in New England. Leonard Fournette, Antonio Brown, all they do is go out there and win a Super Bowl. Think how hard that is for a team to do, to piece it all together and win a Super Bowl. Now you have all 11 starters back on offense with the whole offseason program. Man, that man about to light it up.
Yeah, well, let's talk about lighting it up. Lewis Riddick, I have Dan Orlovsky on this show yesterday telling me Brady is going to make a run at all of the passing records, all the records that Peyton Manning, all the record that Brady had that Manning broke his first year in Denver, that Tom's going to throw 50-something touchdowns and 5,000-and-something yards. Do you see that in the books or in the future here for Brady this season?
Well, sure. I mean, I guess you could say that. I mean, if everything goes right for him and for the rest of the team as far as their availability and nobody misses any significant time, and Tom has absolutely no drop-off, which really brings me to my point, which is we're in uncharted territory with him. We just, in theory, it all looks perfect. It all looks like it's set up to have another one of those dream seasons where they eclipse what they did in 2020, which is, quite honestly, is amazing. But to say he's going to, you know, make a run at some of the single-season passing records, whether it be yardage, touchdown passes, yards per attempt, you know, whatever it may be, I think we're just, you know, we could all just throw that out there and make that kind of projection. But I think we're in such rare air with this guy because of the fact that he's 44 years old and the fact that he's coming back to a football team that everyone is familiar with one another. I mean, how many times do 22 starters come back off of a Super Bowl winning team? That is just so rare that I think right now it just makes us all giddy to start making all kinds of wild, you know, projections, but maybe they come true. Who knows? That's what's going to be so cool about watching this team is that we really just don't know.
Well, we happen to have three former NFL players on the program today, but the man sitting to my immediate left is the only person ever to have caught both a touchdown and an interception from Tom Brady.
That's true. That is true.
And that is Adam Schefter. I've seen the video of both of those. So there's only one thing in his career Brady hasn't done. We know he has all the championships. He's going to break all the records. The one thing he didn't do was the perfect season, and we know that eats at him. He said during this offseason he would trade two rings to have gotten that perfect season. I've got a lot of people telling me the Buccaneers might make a run at that this year. Could that be in the cards?
I cannot fathom somebody in this day and age making a run at a perfect season. It is so hard to do. And it's even harder now that they've added on an extra regular season game. Tampa's not going unbeaten. Tom's going to have every record. He's not going to have the unbeaten season. If Asante Samuel had held on to the interception in the fourth quarter of that game, the play before Tyree came up with the helmet, they would have had the unbeaten season. They had their chance. That's not happening now. I don't think.
What makes it so even more difficult is they're coming off a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So every team looks at every team they play is they're going to bring their A game. That's why it's going to be so much more difficult.
Come on, Bart.
Well, I think it'll be a mistake. It'll be a mistake to even try and attempt to do it, right? He's a 44-year-old quarterback. I know he's Benjamin Button. And it's crazy because yesterday as Albert Pujols is breaking all these records, I'm reminded that Tom Brady is 3 years older than Albert Pujols, and now Albert Pujols has the dad bod, and Tom Brady's still lean and mean. But I still promise you that, listen, they should run the football. Understand that it's a long season. You don't want to have them wearing that elbow out, that shoulder out, because they're playing for championships, not for those meaningless records.
So you guys are telling me the 17-0 season is impossible.
Who brought it up?
They got to beat the
Saints. I brought it up. Oh, you brought it up.
I'm bringing it up. Okay. And I'll tell you what. If I had told you 10 years ago a 44-year-old quarterback was going to go into a season as a leading candidate for league MVP, you would all have laughed at me. Brady does a lot of things that we would have otherwise thought were impossible. So let's see what happens. In the meantime, 12 hours from game time, let's pick it. Who's going to win it tonight? Buccaneers and Cowboys. We don't waste any time here. Damian Woody, who wins tonight?
Bucks.
Big or little?
Big.
I think
double digits.
All right. Ooh.
Hey, what did the five fingers say to the face? I'm going with the Bucks all the way. This is going to be a beatdown.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
Smack! Cold-blooded.
Lewis, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going Bucks. I think it's Bucks by 10 or more points. They're just too strong up front, both on the defensive line and offensive line.
It's a clean sweep. Give the points, Tampa Bay.
You know what that means, right?
Wins it tonight. It means your house on the Cowboys.
That's right.
Absolutely. All right, we're just getting started on this, the day the football season comes back. The Steelers could be a surprise contender in the AFC, but will Pittsburgh have their best player on the field this weekend? Shefty has the very latest, plus more on the Cowboys and Bucks off a major injury and limited preseason. Could Dak actually outduel the GOAT tonight? We're talking about it. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Get Up is brought to you by Burger King. Buy one, get one for $1 more at BK. And by Hulu's Wu-Tang, An American Saga. New episodes streaming Wednesdays only on Hulu. On the day the football season starts, let's run the bases through last night's baseball action. The Red Sox got late-game heroics from Hunter Renfroe. Two-run homer in the eighth, then threw out a runner at third for the final out of the game as the Red Sox beat the Rays by a score of 2-1. What a throw that was there. Meanwhile, the Yankees continued to lose last night. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit his 41st of the season. Blue Jays beat the Yanks 6-3. With that loss, New York now in the second wild card spot behind the Red Sox. And don't look now, but Toronto is just a game and a half behind that. In some brighter news for fans of the Yankees, the Hall of Fame class inducted their 2020 group yesterday, headlined by Yankee legend Derek Jeter. Yankee fans dominating the crowd in Cooperstown, cheering for the captain who won 5 World Series.
And I had one goal during my career, and that was to win more than everyone else. And we did. Which brings me to the Yankee fans. You know, there was only one thing in my life I wanted to be, and that was a shortstop for the New York Yankees. And now I'm a Yankee forever. And without question, you know, you helped me get here today as much as any individual I've mentioned. To this day, especially right now in this moment, I still represent you. And it's been one of the greatest honors of my life. Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me. Thank you all once again. It's been a hell of a ride.
That's a great line from Jeter a year after Mariano Rivera became the first and still only player to be unanimously elected. You heard Jeter mention he went in on all but one ballot, so he got 99.7% of the vote, the second highest percentage in baseball history. Okay, back to the NFL, back to Adam Schefter. Let's run the hurry up through a bunch of news and notes, starting in San Francisco.
Well, first of all, I didn't know Hunter Renfrow of the Raiders is now playing for the Toronto Blue Jays or Red Sox or whatever it is. But anyway, Kyle Shanahan has yet to name his starting quarterback for week 1, but obviously that's just officially. He's all but said that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to start on Sunday versus Detroit. Keep in mind, Trey Lance coming off the chipped bone in his finger, so not at full strength. So obviously it looks like Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the man behind center when the 49ers play the Lions on Sunday. And again, we have a situation with Austin Eckler where he did not practice yesterday, listed as a DNP due to a hamstring injury. Not exactly what you want to hear with the regular season starting this upcoming weekend. Austin Eckler believes it was just precautionary. Doesn't think it was anything significant, but it is a soft tissue injury, and I think that that always has to be a concern nonetheless. And of course, yesterday, TJ Watt did practice for the first time this summer in pads. He's been in practice, just hasn't gone through the drills. Did yesterday as the two sides continued to try to work out an extension before the regular season begins. Hard to imagine that TJ Watt, one of the best players in all of football, and the Pittsburgh Steelers wouldn't be able to figure out a way to get this done with all the money at stake. It's about the structure of the contract. It's about the guarantees. Doesn't have the guarantees that he wants right now. But when you're talking about $26, $27 million a year, as this deal will come in at, when you're talking about him being the highest paid defensive player in the game, how do you not get that deal done from both sides before the regular season begins and Pittsburgh plays Buffalo on Sunday?
And how incredibly important he is to the team. And don't take it from me, take it from the quarterback. Here was Ben Roethlisberger when he was asked about it yesterday.
I think TJ should get whatever the heck he wants. He's arguably the best football player in the game right now, not just on defense, just in general. You know, I've been through a few negotiations here with contracts. You know, one of the reasons I took less money was for guys like him to get paid, and he needs to get paid. He deserves every penny that he wants and asks for. TJ Watt is that guy that should get whatever he wants.
All right, so he managed to make that about himself, which is interesting. But one way or another, Lewis Riddick, let me come to you on that thought. How would, for people who don't fully get it, like how imperative is TJ Watt to that team? And what is your sense of how this thing is going to play out?
Yeah, well, let's just start with TJ Watt himself. You know who over the past 3 years is leading the league in sacks and tackles for a loss? It's not TJ, it's Aaron Donald. But you know who's right behind Aaron Donald? TJ Watt. So he's been one of the most disruptive forces along the defensive front in the NFL for the past 3 seasons, which when you go back and you're kind of really trying to look at how a guy has performed in the past, that's about as far as you'll go back, about 3-4 seasons. And really to project going forward, he's a guy who they absolutely need on this football team because of the fact that right now they don't really have someone who's really proven on the opposite side of him rushing in that 3-4. Alex Highsmith is going to be someone who's going to be a guy you're going to have to keep an eye on. And Melvin Ingram has come over as well as an unrestricted free agent, as a veteran who's going to also give him some juice opposite T.J. Watt. But they need him. The offense is a work in progress, so they need to make sure that the defense is going to be at full strength and make sure that they carry the load here early in the football season. I think they get it resolved. I think they know the reasons why they have to have T.J. Watt in order to make a playoff run, and they'd be foolish not to.
The Bills are a 6.5-point favorite in that game. There's been a lot of people who have been willing to write off the Steelers during the course of this offseason, so I'm putting you directly on the spot. Is Pittsburgh a playoff team this year, D. Wood?
You know, early on this offseason, I was one of the people that was writing off the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. Mm-hmm. This Pittsburgh Steelers organization, the gold standard National Football League. I think Pittsburgh finds a way to get into the postseason.
Yeah.
I do. I think their defense, they're going to get this T.J. Watt thing resolved. Their defense is going to be elite. They're going to get Devin Butch back, their fantastic linebacker that they lost last year to an ACL. That defense is elite. They'll figure out the offensive line. Big Ben, with those weapons, they're going to be back in the postseason. I think they get it done.
Two new rookie starters on the offensive line, mm-hmm. a remade offensive line. I think there are a lot of questions up there. And Ben is in the latter part of his career. We've seen his fellow draft classmates. One's coaching high school football. One's doing Monday Night Football for ESPN.
Right.
So, again, you wonder how much longer he has left. But there is a strong defense. They did remake the running game. Think about what they did in the first few rounds of the draft. They went heavy offense. Najee Harris.
Yep.
Pat Freiermuth in round two, the tight end, drafted a center, I believe, in round three. So this is a team that recognized that the defense is strong, the offense needs to be better, and it addressed that during the offseason.
Lewis, it's a jam-packed AFC. Are the Steelers going to make the playoffs?
Man, it's going to be tough for them, man. Look, even though there's going to be an extra team making it as a wild card, it's going to be tough. I could see three teams coming out of the AFC East, you know, with Buffalo, New England, and Miami. And then, you know, in their own division in the North, I mean, right, that Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, that's very top heavy right there. So they're going to be in a dogfight. I think they have a shot, but I think they may be on the outside looking in because of the strength in the East.
All right, going to be fascinating to watch. That's interesting to see. They need to get off to a quick start. They would turn a lot of heads if they find a way to beat Buffalo. Again, the Bills, a 6.5-point favorite this Sunday. Next stop, Green Bay. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers taking the Packers on a beautiful mystery tour. Will Green Bay's last stand end with a Super Bowl? We'll answer that question and more as we get up with you on ESPN.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Back on Get Up, and a reminder that today, 9:35 Eastern, so just over an hour from now, Eli Manning will join us live looking ahead to the NFL season, beginning with Cowboys-Bucks tonight. Don't miss Eli with us a little later this morning. Also, football is back on DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. This Sunday only, new players can play free for a $1 million top prize when you make your first deposit. Download the DraftKings app and sign up using the code GETUP. With that thought in mind, let's do some... Oh, here's the question. Who will have more passing yards in tonight's game, Tom Brady or Dak Prescott? That's the question. Again, you can play free. Use the code GETUP, and we will ask Lewis that question here as we do either-or looking ahead to tonight's game. Lewis Riddick, who will have more passing yards tonight, Dak Prescott or Tom Brady?
I'm going to say it's going to be Tom Brady simply because I think he's going to be the better protected quarterback. He's in an offense that he knows very well, going up against a defense that right now is making the making a transition to Dan Quinn in a new scheme with that has a lot of questions at all three levels. I think this tonight is just set up for Tampa Bay to get out of the gates really fast, both in the run game and pass game, And I think you'll see Tom maybe throw 2-3 touchdown passes tonight.
Okay, mean staying in that game, D. Wood. Who's going to have more rushing yards tonight, Ezekiel Elliott or Leonard Fournette?
Greeny, I'm going with Leonard Fournette, and I'm choosing continuity over the unknown right now. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys defense with Dan Quinn. They're doing having a whole different scheme, the whole unknown. But I do know what's known with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have all 11 starters back. I think they get out of the gates quick, and Leonard Fournette should have a big day.
And Bart Scott, how about the receivers? Who will have more yards tonight, C.D. Lamb or Mike Evans?
Not even close, Green. It's going to be C.D. Lamb because, listen, Todd Bowles is going to take away their number one weapon, which is Amari Cooper. Also going to stack the box, going to leave some one-on-one opportunities for C.D. Lamb. C.D. Lamb's going to eat because they're going to be behind, and Dak Prescott once again will have those Blake Bortles empty numbers.
Yeah, that's right. So sometimes the good news is actually the bad news when we're looking at these numbers. And an entirely different situation, the Chicago. It's all anyone has been talking about, Andy Dalton, the Bears QB1, starting Sunday night against Aaron Donald and the Rams. Yesterday, Dalton addressed his mindset heading into this season with the rookie Justin Fields waiting in the wings.
That's the worst thing you could do is look over your shoulder. And so, you know, I think that's understanding that is key. I'm about tuning out the stuff that you don't need to focus on and knowing where you need to put your time and effort and all that kind of stuff. I think that's just where I'm at. And you don't worry about all the other stuff.
I wish you all could have heard that, because as he was talking, Bart Scott was laughing aloud. What was so funny about that?
Well, I just got an image in my mind of like Lance Stevens blowing in the back of Andy Dalton's ear. Yeah, but yeah, I just Justin Fields like, yeah, you gonna turn around? You gonna feel me? I mean, it's inevitable, right? We all know the elephant in the room, man. He's just holding the ball, man. He gonna hand the baton off pretty soon.
Well, how long is he holding it, Shefty? What do we know about how relatively short the leash is for Andy Dalton?
Look, the questions are going to come up in Chicago and San Francisco all year long. And I think this is really pretty basic. I think as long as Andy Dalton is playing well and they're winning games, he's going to keep playing. If that goes the other way and he starts losing games and throwing interceptions, we're going to see Justin Fields. Is that going to happen in week 2, 4, 6? We don't know. We're waiting to see how this unfolds. Justin Fields' time is coming. We know it's coming probably rather soon. Just don't know exactly when, but I think Andy Dalton will dictate when it does come, actually.
And maybe Aaron Donald will have some say in that. So, Lewis, help me with what was sort of a controversial take I offered earlier this week that I'm delighted to hear. You seem to be on a similar thought. So if Aaron Donald should land on Andy Dalton in the second quarter of the game on Sunday night and Dalton has to go to the sideline, who should come in and play quarterback for Chicago?
Well, Greeny, I saw what your thought process was, and I can't necessarily argue against it. I think, look, if Justin Fields isn't good enough, or rather isn't ready enough, I'm not saying good enough, strike that from the record. If he's not ready enough to play right now with all the reps, if he was getting all the reps, then how the heck could he be ready to come into a game as a backup after a whole week of being on the scout team? How could he be ready then? Why would you put him out there then under those circumstances? So in theory, Nick Foles, who has been in this system, who knows this system, put him in the game if Andy Dalton isn't able to finish a football game, and then reevaluate as far as, okay, can we get Justin ready on a full week's worth of preparation to put into the football game? So I'm saying in game, I wouldn't just throw him to the Wolves, and I for darn sure wouldn't throw him to Aaron Donald, okay? I'm just saying give him a full week, because in a week like this where Matt has already said, look, Justin's going to give us a good look on scout team, he's going to run the service team. I mean, why would you throw him in the game if something went wrong at that point? I think that would just be foolish. So, yeah, I see where you're going with that. I don't disagree with it, but I think you better be working on getting him ready, that's for sure, with a full week's worth of preparation with the ones, and then turn him loose.
Finally, a sensible person on this program with me. I've been saying that for a while. I think he should be the starter.
Yeah.
But if he's not, it has to be because they're telling us he's not ready to play. And if he's not ready to be number one, then I'm not sure exactly how you figure he's ready to be number two. Bart, your thoughts?
Well, you talk about the rookie class. There's going to be a lot of guys out there that's going to be playing week one. I think he's just as good as any of them. I understand Lewis's point. You don't want him to go out there and not know the protections to take some of those hits now that this is, you know, the varsity is playing. But I'm not playing Nick Foles at any cost because, listen, he's a trade chip. And how many people really actually, you know, put up three quarterbacks? That's rare that you even have three quarterbacks dressed.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see. That's going to tell us who's going to be the backup, you know, depending if Justin Fields is going to even be dressed.
Well, how about the Nick Foles of it all? I mean, there are teams out there that need a veteran backup. I would never have thought he would still be on the Bears roster at this late time.
I think they view quarterbacks as currency, and he's got guaranteed money, I think $9 million over 2 years. So you needed somebody to be able to take on some of that money. And Nick Foles would have some say there as well about where he would and wouldn't want to go.
He has a no-trade clause?
Not a no-trade clause, but he could help say, I'm not going to go there. Like, he's made enough money in his career. If I'm traded to the New York Jets, for instance, no, I'm not going to go there. I don't want to play there. Oh, and so I think the
I could have looked with a different example, but I understand what you mean by that. Yeah, you could have used a different team.
Cincinnati.
So you had options, Jets.
Cincinnati.
And you chose to pick
and the Jets are a team that I was thinking of, actually. They could use a veteran backup.
If we're in person with Green, you were going to have some fun with them when we're in person.
That's not my definition of fun, but okay, one way or another. Let's go to a guy who's not all that concerned, although his backup did get a lot of attention, and that would be MVP. Aaron Rodgers, who's entering his 17th season and what could be his last in a Green Bay uniform. Yesterday, Rodgers was asked if the start of this season feels different because of all the uncertainty surrounding his future. Here's what he said.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. There is a lot of unknowns. I've talked about it various times throughout camp. We don't feel pressure. We know we have a talented team. We know what the expectations are. We're just focusing on accountability, because regardless of what happens with any of our situations, this group will not be together the way it is now in years down the line. So we're going to enjoy this year for all it has to offer and each other. And I think that's the right perspective to have in this situation.
Such an interesting way of putting it all. And then add to that, Rob Domofsky, our Packers reporter, tweeting yesterday on the possibility of a contract extension for Devontae Adams, that he responded, quote, no chance. So it really does feel like this is Michael and Scotty and Last Dance, all the analogies that they made. One last hurrah, try and go scorched earth, win a Super Bowl, and then go your separate ways in Green Bay.
Look, could Aaron Rodgers be any more transparent than he's been this entire summer? He's been very clear, very honest about his entire situation. And again, I think there was a real chance he wasn't going to come back. He said as much many times. He didn't know that he was coming back. And one of the reasons he came back, one of the primary reasons, aside from the love of his teammates and coaches, is the fact that he was able to turn the tables and shift the control after this season to himself. Whereas this year, the Packers had money they could have gone after. They controlled his right. Now, after the season, by coming in this season, he shifted all that to where he controls it after this season. That's why he could sit back there very calmly, very coolly, and very honestly and say, we don't know what's going to happen. We'll see after this year. Because you know what? He'll get to make that decision. If he wants to go back to Green Bay, then he can. If he wants to move on, he will. And that obviously is clearly an option. And when Devontae Adams comes out and says, no chance I'm signing a contract extension, because he knows there's a real chance that the quarterback's not going to be there.
So does they go scorched earth here? That's what I keep thinking, is that these things can go one of two ways. I mean, I was there when Michael and Scotty did the Last Dance and won a championship. Yeah. But it can also go in the other direction when you know that this is one and done in a situation. How's it going to work out?
Well, listen, Greeny, I really don't know. I mean, I think they have an opportunity, a good chance to win a Super Bowl like anybody else. You know, but if they fall short, I think, you know, he's going to ride off to the sunset anyway, right? And I think Devontae Adams, and I think that, you know.
What does ride off into the sunset mean?
Well, ride off to the sunset, I think this is last season in Green Bay. He's gone. I think he has a something that he's going to tell Devontae Adams, and Devontae Adams understands, hey, let's see how these things play out. Now, sometimes things can change, but I think he's going to leave. I think he wants to go play with Derek Carr. I just don't know if Gruden wants Derek Carr there for a long term as well. So I think Devontae Adams understands his greener pastures on some, you know, somewhere else. And it's time for a change of scenery.
Lewis, does this sort of thing work for or against it? Again, this is a team that's been in the NFL's Final Four the last two seasons. So all of this hovering above and around them, does it work for or against them?
Well, I think it definitely works for him. I mean, he has kind of alluded to, you know, certain slights throughout his career that have always given him an extra boost and a reason to kind of just kind of shove it right down the throat of the people who doubted him in the first place. I mean, that's really what precipitated last year's performance, wasn't it? I mean, Jordan Love being there, although it wasn't about Jordan Love, that him being there and the fact that the Packers thought that Aaron had basically crested the mountaintop and was on his way down really ignited a fire in him. Now this year, knowing that, you know, maybe in 2022 he can dictate a little bit more about how his career ends, of course that's going to ignite another fire in him, especially given how this offseason went and all the talk that we had about him all offseason long. So look, when guys have reached this point, they're always looking for those little things to give him a push. He's got it now. He's got it, and he will play one of his best seasons of his career, no question, in my mind.
Well, last year, his season resulted in him being the league MVP. No one has won that award in back-to-back seasons since Peyton Manning did it a generation ago. So let's see who we think is going to win it this year. If you were sort of making a projection here, I see Bart's name up first. Bart, who's going to be the MVP this year?
Well, for me, Greeny, location matters, right? And I think a lot of people don't appreciate and understand just how good of a quarterback Matthew Stafford is and has been. He just so happened to be picked by the Detroit Lions, and he couldn't beat that team. He's going to go out to you talk about breaking records. I think he can really have an opportunity to break the record of Peyton Manning at 5,500 yards. Mm. I think he can go for 6,000. And I know that's saying a lot, but this is a guy that's thrown for 5,000. He doesn't have Cam Akers. He's going to be airing the ball out. People will know. It will be no more West Coast bias. He's my MVP, Green.
Wow. When Bart Scott talks about the Lions, you should know where it comes from. Where are you from again?
Detroit.
That's exactly right. So painful. He knows it better than anybody. How about you, Lewis?
Well, Bart, let me just say this. I hope that happens because that'd be great for my fantasy team. Yeah, that's my quarterback. So, yeah, let's go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead back with that, Matt Stafford. Look, I'm going to pick Josh Allen because if you saw him in the preseason, in the limited time that he did play, man, does he look good. He is taking it up another notch with as far as his command of Brian Daboll's offense, his ability to throw just absolute lasers with tremendous accuracy. He just has that look of someone who's saying, hey, look, I'm continuing to ascend now. I'm continuing to get better. My team is better. My defense is better. We have great expectations up here. I think he caps it off with an MVP season in 2021.
Now, all good picks, and I'll pick another. There was a little bit of a trend of second-year quarterbacks winning that award for a while, and so I will put Justin Herbert's name into this conversation. I've been saying it a while. I was blown away by how good he was under very adverse circumstances last year. I think that's a sneaky good team. They've gotten a lot better. Their offensive line should be a lot better. They lost a lot of close games last year. They were like 10 plays away from being in the playoff hunt late in the season. I think Justin Herbert is going to put up monster numbers, and he is my preseason pick for MVP. Much more football as we go, and if you're looking for tennis, we have it coming your way. The U.S. Open continues tonight on ESPN. The women's semis at 7 o'clock Eastern. The 19-year-old phenom, Leila Fernandez, taking on the 2-seed, Aryna Sabalenka. Then Emma Raducanu squaring off against the 17th-seed, Maria Sakkari. You can watch every point streaming live on ESPN+. All right, coming up, can the Cowboys shock the world tonight in Tampa? Bart Scott can't wait to give you the answer. He's next. Get up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
It's just a natural rivalry between cops and firefighters.
The rivalry just takes off the second the puck drops.
It is a game 7. It's the only game that matters to us.
Special night, the commemorative Hockey Heroes game between the NYPD and FDNY hockey teams is tonight from Madison Square Garden. Honoring the 20th anniversary of 9/11 with a pregame ceremony. We'll have coverage at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN3 and the ESPN app, and the game is on 8 Eastern on ESPN2.
Call the non-believers.
How did that
call the non-believers?
I can't wait till the day I make it. I can't wait.
We're a good football team. They can't stop a nosebleed.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh. Can't wait.
Bart Scott on the words that made him a legend with week one beginning tonight. Bart will give us three things he cannot wait to see.
I'll tell you what, Green, I'm excited. Football is finally back. But the first thing I can't wait for is this game tonight. Can the Cowboys shock the world? Greeny, I think they win. I think they win an Emmy for most supporting cast and a drama. They got no shot of winning tonight. And I tell you, there's very few things in life that are 100%. But you can write this down, take a picture. I don't give a to really quote the great Chris Tucker. But I tell you what, I can't wait to see this game tonight because football is back. Number two, I can't wait for the Greeny Bowl. Yes, to tell him his two sons. Are you going to have the split jersey, Greeny?
Yeah.
Are you going to have Zach Wilson on one side, Sam Darnold on the other? I tell you what, this is going to be a great game of two young quarterbacks. Listen, a lot of drama in week one. Who thought that Carolina and the Jets would be in a meaningful game? This is going to be a meaningful game for me and you, Greeny, to see if Sam Darnold is as bad as he's been here, or was it all the Jets' fault? And finally, my last take, Greeny, and what I can't wait for is, can the Cleveland Browns live up to the hype? Will Baker Mayfield have more wins than commercials? I don't know. We've seen this movie before. I've seen this movie before, being in the AFC East the majority of my career. Can Baker Mayfield lead a team that has high expectations? I don't think so. Guess what, Greeny? The Cleveland Browns don't make the playoffs. Yeah, clip this clip. I said it, two tears in a bucket.
Wow. Let me bring the rest of the crew in on that, because that is a hot take. I mean, that candidly, that is a scalding take for a Cleveland Browns.
I mean, yes. Don't catch on fire, D. Wood. Don't stand too close.
Go ahead. Lewis seems fired up. What do you think?
Bart, you came out firing today, bro. No question about it. Look, I agree with you on the Dallas Cowboy game and all that other stuff, but the Browns making the playoffs now. The Browns making the playoffs. They're one of the wild card teams, if not the division winner. It's going to be between them and Baltimore in the North. I just think Baker Mayfield right now has found his groove. I think he's found the perfect fit. I think him and Kevin Stefanski hit on something last year, and you saw they took Kansas City down to the wire in the playoffs. I think now it's about AFC title game and or Super Bowl or bust for this team. They have one of the best offensive lines in football. They have one of the best running back tandems in football. They have plenty of weapons on the perimeter, and OBJ looks motivated as ever, healthy as ever. And on defense, you know they've got horses on defense, Bart.
But Lewis, Lamar Jackson got off the porta potty and beat them last year. Hey, Lewis, told man, get off the porta potty. He still had wet wipes.
Hey, man. I know, Bart. I was standing there watching him. I watched him come running out of the tunnel. You know, he's a different kind of dude. There's no doubt about
that. He's still there.
He's a different kind of dude. That's why I think it's going to be between Baltimore and Cleveland in the North. I think one of those teams, obviously one of them wins the division. The other one is going to be a wild card.
Let me bring Damian Woody in here to get in the middle of all of this. What do you think? Browns not making the playoffs, says your buddy Bart
Scott. Said you love the Steelers. You said you love the Steelers. You love the Steelers, D. Wood.
Bartholomew. My guy. I had to go Bartholomew on this one. I mean,
that's how my grandma called me when I did something wrong.
I mean, really? We the Browns? I mean, I understand the Browns don't have this impeccable history or whatever, but come on now. After last year, you don't think they make a step up?
Do you have Baltimore in?
Do I have Baltimore in?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, now that's disrespectful. You gonna pick Baker Mayfield, Mr. Progressive, over Action Jackson?
Here's what I would say, Bart. I will take it a step farther. I think if you took the names off the fronts of the jerseys and just looked at the names on the backs of the jerseys, the Cleveland Browns have the best players of any team in the entire AFC.
So did the Dream Team. What did that get them?
You're talking about the Eagles' Dream Team, obviously, not the 92 basketball team. It doesn't always work.
Easy now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't dream team, Lewis.
Go easy.
You're just taking shots at everybody today.
Hey, I can't load it.
So I just want to make sure we have all this on the record, because we will keep these tapes. So in the AFC North, the two teams that people generally tend to love, Bart has the Ravens in and the Browns out, and Damian Woody has the Browns in and the Ravens out.
That's correct.
Okay, I like that.
Put me down.
We're putting together all kinds of bold predictions today. Speaking of which, I've asked each of you to plan one for today. And D. Wood, you are first up. Give me a bold prediction as the NFL season starts tonight.
Man, listen. I'm riding on this Los Angeles Chargers hype train. They are in the
playoffs.
They are in the playoffs. They are in the playoffs, and they're going to win a game in the playoffs. Mm. That's what I have for the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm all in on Justin Herbert. They addressed the offensive line, and that bad man Derwin James is back. Mm-hmm. Watch that boy. I'm telling you right now. That boy might come out here and win Defensive Player of the Year.
I agree with you. Listen, I'm with you when you're right. You just ain't with me when I'm right.
How long did you guys play together? That must have been
something. He was my locker mate. Yeah. I know things about this man that nobody knows. I've seen things that nobody's ever seen.
We can't even talk about it on TV.
Okay. I'm certainly glad I asked that question. Coming up Saturday afternoon on ABC, college football triple header is highlighted by number 10, Iowa, number 9, Iowa State, 4:30 Eastern. What a game that is, presented by Arby's. And then Saturday night football, presented by Capital One. Jim Harbaugh in Michigan hosting Washington. You can watch all the games on the ESPN app, one tap. Coming up, it's a banner night in Tampa tonight. How the defending champs will win, and could this kick off a record season for Tampa Tom and his team? That's on the way. Get up on ESPN.